Philip's Backyard Festival Series featuring DJP, We, Lord Huron, Bahamas, Snotty Nose Res Kids, JJ Wild and Moreware, Philip's Brewing and Malting Company, 2010 Government Street Wen, Friday July 7th through Sunday July 9th tickets, $96.29 to $122.79 daily, $276.52 for a 3-day pass, from ShowPass.com information. Philip's Backyard. Come for all the effort and initiative it takes to pull off an outdoor summer event in Victoria. A big contributing factor is something well beyond the control of artists, audiences, or producers. Sunshine. Nothing sells tickets in Victoria like a furnace blast of heat and rays, which bodes well for the Philip's Backyard concert series. Tilt. The first of 2 3-day installments gets underway Friday in the Philip's Brewing back lot, with performances from Grammy Award winner Anderson .Paak, performing as DJP, We, Lord Huron, Bahamas, Snotty Nose Res Kids, JJ Wild and more. The event resumes August 11-13 with Reverb, featuring sets by Fleet Foxes, Peach Pit, and Jesse Roper. On cue, the recent run of Sun has translated to a spike in sales. The festival has already sold 6,000 tickets for this weekend's activities, and organizers hope to see another 4,000 to 5,000 moved out the door before the weekend wraps. Monday. We had our biggest sales day since March, said Stephen Frank, who produces the event for the Government Street Brewery with co-producer Morgan Brooker. People should plan ahead so they are not left out. The pedigree for success is well established. The series debuted last year in May, when Victoria had not yet fully recovered from the effects of COVID-19. The first of 3 2022 2-day installments, featuring indie rockers Future Islands, did well despite the uncertainty, paving the way for subsequent successful editions in July and August. Brooker and Frank wanted to ensure success with the follow-up, which resulted in a very strong lineup built around substantial U.S. headliners this weekend. Canadian acts Bahamas, 5 Juno Award wins, Snotty Nose Res Kids, 2 Juno Award nominations, and JJ Wild, a Juno Award for Rock Album of the Year in 2021, are also well decorated. Our intention was to bring the level of the lineup to a place we've never had it before. We really wanted to make it a bigger and better experience, Frank said. Roots rockers Lord Huron had consecutive albums debut at number 1 on the U.S. sales charts, while PAX soul funk group with Bruno Mars, Silk Sonic, won 4 Grammy Awards last year, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year. PAX will perform a vinyl-only DJ set as DJP, We, and will play live drums during his rare appearance. To accommodate a lineup of this stature, the Philip's Brewing site has been expanded. Everything from the stage size to food offerings have become bigger this year, with additional seating and an 80s video game arcade further adding to the creature comforts. We've increased the usability and fun factor, while trying to keep tickets at a moderate price for Victoria, Frank said. We're hoping that makes for a better user experience overall. 3 weeks, last year, was a lot, especially given the setup. We thought this was a lot more cohesive for everyone, given that summer is a busy time. The decision to adjust the schedule from 3 2-day weekend to 2 3-day weekends made the series more streamlined overall, Frank said. That made site functionality and advance promotion more manageable. A 3-day mini-festival also creates a sense of electricity in the market. Walk-up ticket sales will be strong once the first night is off the books and the fear of missing out becomes a reality. It's going to be a bigger party than people realize, Frank said. These are international acts who have made their mark all over the world, and we're bringing them to the stage in Victoria. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.